We don't need to, we shouldn't pick a lot of stones from the beach or from other areas. But I'm not quite sure you think about the rock. I'm not quite sure what you feel about that. But I'm sure the rock, every rock here have its own beauty. And I'm really, you know, that is a little hole and you know, quite a lot of strange shapes. But I really, really love them. But I think in the Old Testament, some of the scripture actually describe God as a rock. And in today's sermon, especially this just one verse and mention Jesus Christ is our rock, and that is our today's sermon. But before we listen to our God's word, just let us pray together. Heavenly Father, just thank again for the opportunity to listen to your holy word. We praise you because you are our awesome and faithful God. We pray that your Holy Spirit leads us to understand your holy word, which will transform us. May your Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen. So many people tend to look at or to chase the worldly things or success, which let us down and leave us hanging or lose our direction sometimes. Therefore, we can't trust the worldly things or something direction. But I'm sure Jesus Christ is our rock, and he we can trust. He can help us and keep us strong, and he gave us the stable life, and we can trust him completely. And what's the reason why we can trust our God and he is our rock? Because the first reason is the rock is stable and he doesn't change and he never changes. In Hebrew chapter 13 verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. So God always keeps his promise and never change. But we are different. Sometimes we always change our mind, our decision making, or some of our way of acting in our daily life. But Jesus remains the same. Because Jesus abides forever, his priesthood is eternal and unchangeable. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 and 18, I am the first and the last. I am the alive forever and ever. So on the other hand, for us, we always change our plan. We change our heart too. But God's plan always stands forever. Isaiah says, the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. And that's from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. And the psalmist says in Psalm 33, verse 11, but the plan of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of the heart through all generations. And Moses tell us in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, and he says, know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to thousands generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. So therefore, our God can be trusted. When we come to trust our Jesus Christ, we find a strong rock to build on, a rock that we will not shake and upbreak no matter what comes our way. And another reason why we can trust our God, and that is our rock. God is our rock of strength. So David wrote Psalm 62, especially he described himself in pray for God in verse 7. He said that in God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. So in this psalm, David used a beautiful word to describe his feeling. And the word is my salvation, my glory, my strength, and my refuge. So David absolutely, completely pour out his heart to believe God and trust in him. And even all the time, not just once or twice, but he trusts in God all the time. He really felt what was good for him, and he also found the comfort in him. God's strength and stability made David rightly think of him as a rock. Yet, God was not insensitive, not like this rock. There's no feeling, but God has feeling, has his love, has emotion, has everything. God invites us to pour out our heart before him. We can share with him about our sorrow, our joy, our trust, even our doubt. So God will help us so we can tell our Lord everything. Not only just, oh, what we are doing rightly. No, we can put our heart in him to tell him what is our sorrow, how we like God to help us. So even God is our refuge. And David actually expressed his feeling, God is his refuge. And the refuge just gave David us shelter or protection from danger or distress. David felt safe because God is his refuge and his rock. And sometimes we trust ourselves, our own self, and we rely on our wisdom or our strength. We can't really see God is our refuge. God is our rock. And as a leader of God's people, David spoke wisdom to us, reminding us that God was worthy at all times of our trust in him. Another reason why we trust God or this rock. And Jesus Christ is a rock that we can stand on. So in Psalm chapter 40, verse 2, it says, he lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of mud of the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. So in these words, the psalmist wanted to say to us that the rock picked him up out of his sin, pour him out of the mud and the mire, and set him just standing on the solid rock, which was firm, strong, unmovable. And he also showed him the way to go, as the rock is firm, strong, unmovable. He was safe. So we can find this rock who gives us safe. Sometimes people, even many Christians, I'm wondering, who are not really stand on our rock, but in this world. And the outcome sometimes is completely different. And the outcome might be very horrible if we rely on this world, not on the rock. So all other ground is singing sand. So therefore, when we come to trust Christ, we find a strong rock to stand on. Also, this is a rock that will not shake and break, and no matter what comes to our way. And another reason we can trust God is the rock is of surprise. So David said in Psalm chapter 78, verse 20, "Behold, the smoke, the rock that the waters gushed out and the stream overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide with flesh for his people?" So I remember, because here related to the creation, you know, water, stream, rock, and all these things are God's creation. So I remember once we have this small group and we share about God's creation. And one of our sisters actually told me she liked the water most. Why she liked the water most? Because the rain can give, you know, water to, you know, water the whole crops, the plants. And also, we need to drink water. Plant crops need water, and we need water to drink every day. So water is important, very important for us. And if we drink water for many days, and we will die. And even the crops can't grow, the animals, all the animals will die as well. So we can't survive without water. So God provides not only drinking water, which is for our physical needs, but also provide us the living water, which is the spiritual water. As God concerned about our needs, he provides our physical water and his living water. He, of course, provides our need, that is food. So apart from the above scripture, another two scripture I found in the Old Testament, which tell us about Moses who struck the rock. I think you remember very well. In Exodus chapter 17, verse 6, Moses struck the rock in Horeb, and the water came out for the people to drink. And in Numbers chapter 20, verse 11, Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice. The water came out, and the people in the community and the livestock had water to drink. So God actually provide what we need. So in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 13, Moses said he made him ride on high places on the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the thinty rock. So according all the above the scriptures, which actually tell us God really, really care about us, and he provides everything we really need. So just trusting in our Lord, remain in him, and he will bless us to have his provision. Another reason is a rock of salvation, and that is the last point. So he is the rock of salvation. When we talk about the salvation, we think about God's love. And we think about the Bible scripture in John chapter 3, verse 16. And he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." So it's very, very true. So Jesus is the rock of salvation, and also he is the highest gift for us, because he's willing to be born on earth. So to be saved, so if we want to be saved, we put our trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, and then we can enter the kingdom of God, and then we have eternal life. As we remember, the devil, the Satan, tempted Jesus, but he defeated the devil and passed all the tests. Jesus came to do the Father's will, and he did, saying, "Is it finished?" By his death on the cross, he accomplished our redemption. His Father certified him, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." So all the world listened to him, including the angels. They're looking down to understand God's plan of redemption for human beings. So Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, he says, "Praise be to be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he had given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So he is our foundation rock. Jesus is sure foundation for our church. No one can destroy the church because no one can destroy his foundation stone. So Jesus Christ build your life, the life of your family, and the life of children on the foundation stone. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. So the foundation shall never give way through hail, floods, storm, and rain may come. And the church built upon the rock, Messiah, will abide forever. So Jesus said, "Therefore, everyone who hears this word of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." So if we want to be a wise person, we have to remember what Jesus Christ said. And actually, even we believe Jesus, we need to put the practice in our daily life. That means we doesn't really we just go to the church and then finish the sermon, listen to the sermon, and then go out and then be another person. So you must be the real Christian. So you must practice God's love in your daily life. So in addition, the rock is incredible, strong, firm, and unchangeable. He can give us stability and strength, provide what we need, and where we can stand on. He also gives us his grace so that we can be saved if we pour out our heart to believe him. So I find another two scripture, very minimal scripture to just finish today's sermon. So Paul says that everyone who believes in him will not be ashamed. That is true. But will surely be saved. Peter said, "This is the stone you builder rejected, which was become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, but there is no other name under heaven given to me by which we may be saved." And that's from Acts chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. That's a very, very good Bible scripture. And another scripture I wanted to read it out is in Psalm 18, verse 1 to 3. And that's a very good one. "I beseech you to humble yourself, repent your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved today." When we can join with the psalmist and say, if you really want to believe, and you can say, "I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. My stronghold, I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from the enemies. So that's a very meaningful two Bible verses. And I hope today's sermon, it will help you to think about who is important in your life, this world or our rock. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, just thank you. We thank you, merciful God and Father, that you have brought us to know you and your Son by your Spirit. Thanks for being our rock in our life. May your Holy Spirit help us and always to remember who you really are. You are our rock and our refuge. And we remember what you have done for us. And may your Holy Spirit help us to live a spiritual life, a good spiritual life in our daily life. In Jesus' name, amen.